The state of the economy definitely needs attention urgently. In fact, we need a state of emergency to address a myriad of problems that the economy is facing. It cannot be treated as business as usual. It's less of an approach by government is not going to resolve the issue. The real fundamental problem is that this economy needs fundamental reforms. And unfortunately, ZANU-PF's priority is to, instead of reforming, they only look at control. And that kind of an attitude does not unleash the economic potential of the country. So I think you need both political and economic reforms to address the lack of confidence in the economy that we are facing.
But when you say there's an urgent need to reform and for a sort of a state of emergency to address the issue, how should the government go about doing this?
Well, first of all, they have to change policy on a number of policy constraints. You cannot have 80% of your revenues going to wages and salaries. You cannot have an indigenization policy which is affecting confidence from outside when you need foreign direct investment. You need to deal with corruption and the rule of law issues. You need to engage the international community so that you're able to deal with your debt burden, debt overhang that we have in the economy. So there are a number of policy measures, and definitely to change the governance culture in the country is a priority.
But it appears Mr. Mugabe's government is showing no signs of reform. How is this going to end?
Well, they are leaping from one crisis to the other. And unfortunately, you can't buy a crisis off. A crisis will lead to another crisis and eventual collapse. I can tell you that in their preoccupation with political, intra-political fights, no one is paying attention to the erosion of the economic well-being of the people. And eventually, people cannot just watch. And that's the most dangerous thing. It will cause instability in the country.
Let's turn to your recent trip to Germany. Tell us about your visit.
Well, my visit to Germany was a diplomatic invitation. And I went to Germany with a delegation to engage various sectors of the German society, the government, civil society, even some of the, I had a meeting with one of the state governors, you know. It was quite wide-ranging, and I think the engagement led to a better understanding of where the crisis is, not only the crisis of the country, but also the situation in the political, in the MDC, and the political situation in ZANU-PF. They want to send a delegation to Zimbabwe, which is coming in the next week, and a business delegation, that is, and we had a wide-ranging engagement.